worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's a great day. We're overlooking Diamond Head and Hawaii's South Shore. This is the Golf Club. It's Saturday, December 24th. Are you ready for the weekend? We do have a high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui. That means if you're driving along the windward coast, there could be sand up on the highway. Sometimes it actually looks like snow. If it's in the middle of the night, you're driving along, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, where'd the road go? That would be the east shore. We also have a wind advisory that was up until, well, it's going to be up until 6 o'clock Sunday morning for Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Koho'olawe, Maui, windward, west Maui, leeward, west Maui, central valley, Haleakala. Yeah, pretty much everybody except for the Big Island, and it is going to be, as a result, windy, with frequent showers over the windward and Mocha areas, scattered showers on the leeward side, the high between 75 and 80, but with those northeasterly winds, 15 to 30, gusting to 50, my, that wind chill factor is going to kick in, and we're going to all feel like we're freezing here in lovely Hawaii May. In the clubhouse, Gary Woodland, 2011 Transitions Champion. He finished 24th at the Masters, won the Omega Mission Hills World Cup in China with Matt Kuchar for the U.S., first U.S. victory since 2000. John Racer, the Back Nine Network VP of Digital Media, joins us too. Ken Carpenter, left-handed golf guru. He's the president. He's the founder. Mike Wolf, Wham Golf. Well, actually, it's Wham Enterprises, but he's a golf aficionado, and he's the president of Wham Enterprises. And Mark Buttons, author, Finding, Teaming, and Tempo. I think you'll catch on quickly. But first of all, let's take a look at the news. A couple of things happened. I know there's not very much going on because the holiday is here. But first of all, we want to remember LPGA founder Betty Danoff. She died on Thursday in Texas at the age of 88. She was known as Mighty Might, 5'2", one of the 13 founders in 1950 of the LPGA. Between 1945 and 48, she won four consecutive Dallas Women's Golf Association championships. In 47, she defeated Babe Zaharias, one up in the Texas Women's Open, ending Zaharias' 17 tournament winning streak. You know, Babe was upset with that. Well, this wonderful woman, Betty Danoff, traveled as a professional with her three daughters at different times during her career, and she became the first active LPGA player to become a grandmother. She's my kind of gal. Brett Waldman, the former caddy of Camilo Villegas and Tom Pernice, decided to call it quits as a professional player. He was on the nationwide tour. Remember, he gave up the bag, and everybody was like, wow, he's giving up Camilo's bag? Wow. He's decided to go back on the bag, and this time he'll be Kyle Stanley's caddy. And you want to save the date. It's the 2012 Hawaii Golf Ho'olaulea Awards on Friday, January 13th. That's during the Sony Open in Hawaii week. At the Honolulu Club, dinner follows the award ceremony at 7 o'clock. Clyde Rego and Charles Barnabe Jr. will be honored as the 2012 Hall of Fame inductees. If you'd like to be there, just go to the Aloha Section website, aspga.com, for tickets. You can also register for the Sony Open in Hawaii pre-qualifier and the Monday qualifier. It's aspga.com. That stands for Aloha Section PGA. Now, first of all, in the clubhouse, you know, coming up is Gary Woodland, but first we have to hear from our sponsors, the people who make the Golf Club possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Join the best of the best at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, January 6th to the 9th, at the Plantation Course at the Kapalua Resort. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Ordered by by Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th to the 15th. Tickets available at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And now, Gary Woodland, 2011 Transitions Champion. Welcome to the Golf Club.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That win, how did it, I mean, you guys weren't in the lead. You came from behind, and you took it. You stole it from from those guys from Ireland. That must have felt great.
It did. It was an honor, one, to represent your country, but to go over there and team up with Matt, and both of us played so well throughout the week. And, you know, we gave ourselves a chance on Sunday, and unfortunately we came out and played great. So it was awesome. It was an honor to see the American flag and, you know, hear him play this, you know, Star Spangled Banner at the end, and then, you know, obviously to bring the cup back home where it belongs, back here in the U.S.
Yeah, Vic, you're looking forward to playing, the Ryder Cup one day?
Absolutely. You know, that's a big goal this year, so hopefully come over there to Maui in 2 weeks and get off on the right foot and get going.
Yeah, okay. I've heard so much about how much distance you get off the tee with your driver, and I got to ask you how far you can drive that ball.
I can get it out there. You know, fortunately, I'm healthy now where I can start swinging at it hard again. So, you know, if I crank it up, we can probably get it down to around 350.
Okay, and accurately?
Yeah, well, that's the deal now. We're trying to hit it straighter. So we're dialing that distance back a little bit, trying to hit it a little bit straighter, which has been good. It's been good in the long run.
Just a couple of questions that I have that popped in my mind this morning as I was thinking about talking to you. What's the best compliment you've gotten on your game, and who did you get it from?
You know, the best compliment I got on my game, you know, is probably I had a lady come up to me in a pro-am in Orlando a couple weeks ago when I was playing the Disney tournament, and she said she went to a clinic that Tiger Woods was putting on, and Tiger told her that I had, you know, the best ball flight on the PGA Tour. And to hear that from Tiger and know that, you know, he's obviously been the most dominant guy in our game over the last decade and 10 to 12 years, I guess, to be now, it was a great honor to hear Tiger say that about me.
That is so cool, because that is the exact compliment that I was thinking of. When I heard Tiger Woods say that about you, I went, whoa, that must feel good. Okay, what part of your game challenges you the most? What are you working on?
You know, I think two things. One, I got to drive the ball and play. And I think when I drive the ball and play, I've obviously played really well. I did that at the World Cup, and obviously Matt and I had a great week. And I drove the ball really well when I won in Tampa. So that's definitely been a huge key this offseason, is working on driving the ball and play a little bit better. And, you know, finally you just got to make putts. So that comes down to when I putt it well and I drive it well, I know it's a good combination. We're just trying to do it more often.
Yeah, and you won this year. Before we talk about you coming to Hawaii and what it means, and, you know, I mean, you're now at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. That's amazing. Are you married?
I am not.
You're not. Are you bringing a friend?
I am.
That friend is really looking forward to this, because you guys get the ultimate treatment when you're at Kapalua. It's very cool. I want to talk about that, but I want to ask you a question. You earned your card to play on the PGA Tour through Q School back in 2009, right?
And correct.
So it was your shoulder surgery? That
correct.
Right, okay. Then you earned your card again in 2011. So you're like the perfect person to ask, what do you think about the end of Q School?
I think it's tough. I mean, I think, you know, personally, it hinders some young guys coming out of college. I mean, obviously, I did not get my card through the Nationwide Tour, so getting my card through Q School was a great opportunity I have, and, you know, it's definitely helped me to get to where I am today. And, you know, I think you look at young guys that did not go through Q School, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Webb Simpson. I mean, you look at some big names right now on the PGA Tour, Anthony Kim. They all got their card through Q School, and I think to get rid of Q School is a tough deal. It's definitely something I never want to have to go back through. I never look forward to that thing. It is awful, but I think it gives young guys an opportunity to play on the PGA Tour. I understand definitely where they're coming from with, you know, the Nationwide is guys are more successful coming to the Nationwide when they learn to travel for a year. But I definitely think we need to find some mutual ground where you still give guys an opportunity out of college, you know, to get their card and play on the PGA Tour at a young age.
I think you're right. I mean, you're a perfect example. Your victory at the Transitions Championship, that was what brought you here to Hawaii. Am I right there?
Absolutely.
All right. So you're coming to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. You've been to Hawaii before. What excites you about coming back?
Well, I don't think there's any place on earth that's better than Hawaii. I mean, it's a tropical destination. It's beautiful. You know, it has some of the best views that, you know, that I've ever seen in my lifetime. So the weather's always great. The people are so nice. Everybody's so happy because you're in Hawaii. So definitely looking forward to that. And obviously, you know, I'm bringing my family with me. So to share my family, you know, start the new year over there in Hawaii, it's a great honor. Hopefully I can come back for every year until I stop playing.
Yeah, good. I like that. All right. You like Kapalua, the plantation course?
I have. You know, I was there on vacation. I went to Hawaii on vacation once when I was little. I was probably 12 years old. And my dad and I went out and played the plantation course. So I haven't seen it in 15 years, probably. But I'm definitely looking forward to getting back.
I understand your legs need to be strong.
Yes. I've been working out trying to get ready for this first week. It's definitely a way to get the year started off with a long walk.
Yeah. And then will you be coming for the Sony Open?
I'm going to pass on the Sony Open. I played there twice in 2009 and last year, but I'm going to pass this year. Unfortunately, I just need to come home and get a couple more weeks of rest and get ready for a long year.
Okay. Will you be at Humana, at Humana Challenge?
Still up in the air about that one. Obviously, I played really well there last year, losing in a playoff. It just depends on how this first week goes and how I feel my body's up to a task.
Let me just ask you about scheduling. You know, I know it's tough, but especially when you get to know courses, does that play a big part in the decisions you make when you because you do travel a lot, and it's not easy to do that and play at the level that you're playing. So do you take into consideration the success or lack thereof at a course when you set your schedule?
Absolutely. I mean, 100%. Obviously, I've missed both cuts in Hawaii. I've missed both cuts in Pebble, and this year I won't be at either one of them. Yeah, obviously you'd like to go there and prove that you can play that golf course and prove you can play under the conditions, but you definitely look at the schedule and the golf courses that suit you and you know, obvious golf courses that you played well on in the past, and you try to schedule, you know, weeks off. And that's the benefit of winning and having exemptions on the PGA Tour is I know I can take time off and I don't have to press. I don't have to, you know, go out and play every week. I can set my schedule now around the majors is the big deal for me, and we'll make sure we take a week off before and try to prepare for each major.
Excellent, excellent. I think, you know, Tiger Woods has taken a lot of grief for the way he sets his schedule, but you get to a certain point in your career, that's what you must be working toward, to have that sort of flexibility and be able to relax a little bit.
Absolutely. It's a long year, and the travel and living out of a suitcase and living in a hotel, you know, it wears on the body a little bit. And, you know, everybody, you know, criticizes Tiger a lot for his scheduling, but, you know, every golf course he plays at, he's won at. And so it's like he's going to his home golf course every week. And, you know, obviously that's why he's played so well at those golf courses. He knows those golf courses so well. So it's definitely something, you know, you always look forward to. And more guys do it than just Tiger, but, you know, he's obviously the front runner in this game. So we're all trying to get to his level, and hopefully someday soon that, you know, I'll be right there.
Right on, right on. You're great. Awesome talking to you. I can't wait to see you. I would love to see that 350-yard drive, but I want to see you accurate. I want to see you win.
I love it. I appreciate it. We'll look forward to it.
Gary Woodland, thanks for being on the Golf Club.
Thanks for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha.
The Hyundai tickets are available. Thanks so much for being on the show. Hyundai tickets are available for the competition rounds. Of course, the Pro-Am is free on the 5th, but for competition, you get your tickets January 6th to the 9th. They're on sale, pgatour.com/Hyundai. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the green with Dan.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. In just about an hour, the person who is going to win the 14th anniversary San Francisco Galleria Park Hotel suite flyaway. That means you're going to spend four nights at the Galleria Park Hotel in a suite. You're going to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines, and you'll be playing a round of golf at Harding Park. Yes, the winner will be drawn in just about an hour from now. But first, you met John Racer a few years back when he did what was probably the first and maybe only match play event streamed live via iPhone. At least 40 of us were watching. It was a match pitching, that is, pitting, John Racer against Christina Kim, both armed with clubs and iPhones, and sadly no extra battery. You'll see why. We were treated to the most interactive golf event ever. Not only were these two professionals playing golf match play, they were using their iPhones to capture the moment and allowing us to send messages to which we heard replies. Could you grasp the intensity of the moment? After 17 all square, ready for the final hole, or maybe even more, you guessed it, the battery side. On our edge of our seats, John Racer, the vice president of digital media at Back Nine Network. Congratulations and welcome to the Golf Club.
Thanks so much, Danielle. It's great to be back on the show.
Awesome. 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 You are, I can't think of anybody better suited for that position. You're just amazing. And how did you get in? Did you do one of the, I know they were doing a talent search. Back Nine Network was doing a talent search. Is that how you got this position?
No, actually, it's funny because several of the VPs in the company found me online on Twitter and Facebook about a year and a half ago, and we started talking and developing a relationship, and things just kind of snowballed from there. And it's funny how perfect of a fit this is for me, because I get to bring in my acting background from when I was younger and was very involved in, you know, doing commercials and TV shows and stuff like that. And then I transitioned into golf and played golf competitively for 17 years, all through college at the University of Alabama, and then played professionally for 5 years. And, you know, the last year and a half, I've been consulting with different athletes and celebrities and sports, corporate, and entertainment brands on digital media and marketing. And it's kind of just a perfect fit because I get to bring all of my talents together, so to speak. So it's very exciting, and we're very pumped here at Back Nine.
Back Nine is the first ever premier multimedia lifestyle and entertainment network for golf fans globally. television, computer, mobile device, doesn't matter. If you're hooked up to the internet, if you're watching TV, you're going to be able to see these programs. If you have to leave and you want to catch it maybe on the bus, if you're connected, you can watch it on your tablet, right?
That's right, and all of our shows will be available in their entirety across all these platforms, like you said, on TV, on the web, and on mobile devices.
Yeah. You're going to be a television channel, a station, not really a television, but you are a television. How does that work?
How does what work?
Well, are you going to be a television station?
Yes.
So you'll be broadcasting. Where's your center? Where's your transmitter? Where are you broadcasting from?
Well, our corporate offices right now are in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as our studio. But we've been out in Las Vegas and Los Angeles the last month or so, filming the first 5 pilots.
This is a 24/7 channel.
It is a 24/7 channel, and like I said, if you miss a show on TV, you can log onto the computer and view a show in its entirety. And as far as I know, no network is doing that right now. You can catch snippets of shows,
yeah,
you can catch clips, but you can't watch an entire show.
I like that, because it drives me crazy. If I miss something on, let's say, Golf Channel, I can only see 3 minutes of it. I want to see the whole thing. It should be on my computer, and it's not. How difficult would that be? You know, that's my problem. So I think this is a perfect idea. Do you plan to do, let's say, would you do something like what you and Christina Kim did, your match play?
Absolutely. We're exploring all kinds of show ideas like that. The first 5 shows we have are kind of a broad spectrum of programming. We filmed a show called Extreme Golf, which is somewhat of a reality show where we pit 2 competitors against each other, put them on some kind of ridiculous extreme hole. For instance, on the pilot, we took 2 Major League Baseball players, put them out in the desert in Las Vegas, and had them play a 5-mile course ending on an actual golf hole. And instead of riding in normal golf carts, they were bouncing around in dune buggies. And so we'll be doing cool stuff like that. Another show that we just filmed is called Beer Cart Girl, and it will be a sitcom, very Curb Your Enthusiasm style. Another show we did was called The Scorecard, and The Scorecard will be our flagship show. The Scorecard will be kind of a mix of PTI, The Daily Show, and The Soup. And it'll be encompassing golf, all sports really, pop culture, travel, fashion, financial. What we're really trying to do is focus in on the golf lifestyle and the intrinsic story of golf. And while the Golf Channel focuses on tournament coverage and stats and scores and that kind of thing, we're focusing on the lifestyle and the entertainment side of golf and trying to bring a new, hip, and diverse audience to the game, because, you know, there's so many people out there that aren't getting their fix right now, and we think that we, you know, we're onto something.
Yeah, I do too. I can just see, when you said soup, I could just see you guys doing something about what were they thinking wearing that? Or what were they thinking doing this? And when you talked about acting, bringing your acting chops to this gig, I don't think of the VP of digital media as needing to be an actor. How are you going to do that? Why do you need the acting?
Well, I'll be very involved in the development of our new programming and finding new talent for our shows and developing the shows from the ground up.
Excellent. Okay. And now, are you going to be collaborating to get... very difficult to break in. We're talking about it. We've been talking about Back Nine. It's talked about on Facebook and on Twitter. To break into the mainstream, how do you plan? Are you going to combine with other networks?
No, we're not going to combine with other networks. We feel like there's a market out there for it, and we think we've found a gap in the market right now.
Okay, maybe the word I chose, combine, isn't quite right. All right. I just thought maybe network with other organizations. I guess that's I'm out of bounds there on that one. All right. So the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on a golf course?
The funniest thing that's ever happened to me on a golf course.
Yeah, just throw it out there. I just thought, you know, has anything happened to you on a golf course that really, a golf story that stands out for you, like the beer cart, something, walking along a course, seeing something odd, nothing stand out?
Tons of stuff. Actually, the first couple things that come to mind, I drove a golf cart off a bridge one time by accident into the water.
Oops.
That kind of pales in the comparison to playing in a tournament one time, a Hooters Tour event, and a player stood on the tee and duck-hooked it straight into the water, and an opponent's caddy, or a playing competitor's caddy, kind of started chuckling under his breath, and the player was kind of hot, and he turned around, dropped his club, took off his hat, threw it on the ground, and went up and punched the caddy straight in the face.
Ow! Ow! Yes, unsportsmanlike conduct. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What was he thinking? I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys put together and the different packages. Let me just ask, the talent search that you did to find people in different styles and different ways of doing the presentations, looking for some other, you know, just people and what they have, was that successful?
Well, this will be ongoing, Danielle. This will be, we really want to bring the fans into the network and let them have a say and a voice in the shaping of the network and the shaping of our new programming. And people will be able to virtually audition online through all of our social media platforms on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and straight through our website. They can virtually audition to be on-air talent, kind of pitch themselves. And also, we're asking our viewers and audience to upload videos pitching new pilots. So we're going to really listen to our audience and let them have a real say in the direction of the network.
Excellent. So they would pitch an idea. You would take it. You, John Racer, Vice President of Digital Media at Back 9 Network, you would take it, see if it could be developed into something, and then run with it, if it can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could actually see your work and come to fruition. You're visiting the Dominican Republic. How's your family?
My family's well, thank you. We're having a Dominican Christmas.
Excellent. And give my best to your sister. I don't want to stop talking until everything that you wanted to say has been taken care of. Is there anything I've left out?
We hit on a lot of the highlights. It's very exciting of the team that we're putting together. Every day, there's new news coming out with the network. We're building a lot of momentum. We've got guys like Ray Allen from the Boston Celtics, who just signed on about a week or two ago to be one of our board members. Guys like Flavor Flav and Al B. Shore, the R&B legend of the 80s and 90s, is a good friend of the network, and Al B. is going to have a big role in all the music on our shows. Carolyn Kepcher from The Apprentice, Donald Trump's right-hand woman, who was the executive VP and chief operating officer for Trump Golf for years, is on our board. Paul Prendergast, the AD at UConn University, University of Connecticut, UConn, is on the board. We're really putting together an awesome team and generating a lot of momentum and excited about the future.
I am, too. Very excited about what you guys are doing. Thanks so much for being on the show, taking time out of your Christmas Eve and away from your family for a moment. I really appreciate the time you gave me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Okay. Have a great Christmas, and we'll be back after this. A Christmas gift from Ken Carpenter, the left-handed golf guru. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 Tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Star Pre- Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. The left-handed golf guru, Ken Carpenter, joins us this morning. I consider it a Christmas gift because I know I've gotten so many people coming up to me to say, well, what was that again? I caught a part of it. A simple suggestion to help you eliminate the hook or the slice that's been bothering you for the past 20 years. Or maybe you just left the game of golf. And there are a lot of people who listen to the show and they don't play. They've stopped playing. They got frustrated. Something happened. But they still like to be connected. So let's welcome Ken Carpenter to the show and find out. Left-handed golf guru, please, would you please tell us the secret?
Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
This is fun. The secret, wow. I don't know if it's such a secret, but I can tell you this. One thing we need to know, whichever direction the ball is curving, if we turn our hand on our grip in the direction of the curve will go away.
That just sounds way too simple, don't you know?
It's that simple, and it works. And that works for lefties and righties as well. That's the beautiful thing about it.
So whatever direction the ball is going, of course, if it's not going straight, it's either going to the left or the right, you need to turn your hands on the grip in the direction of where your ball is. Hey, say that again, please.
Yeah, turn your hand on your grip in the direction of the curve, and the curve will go away.
Okay. There are people who run over to listen to this, you know, literally in the studio. They're like, wait a minute, I'm not on my headphones. I need to put my headphones on so I can hear this. It's interesting because it's so simple that it just kind of goes in, and your brain goes, this does not compute. So when
I was thinking about it one day, and I'm like, what would work for both lefties and righties? And, you know, I got to thinking about the grip. I'm like, gosh, this works. I can say the same thing to lefties and righties, and it works the same way. It fixes it. So that's where I kind of came up with, you know, turn your hands in the direction of the curve, and the curve goes away. And you can put the same motion on it that you always do. But, you know, if you're curving the ball to the right for right-handers, you turn it to the right, it goes away, you know. And then just the same way for lefties, you know. If we're hitting it to the right, we turn our hands to the right, the curve, you know, it works the same way for both. So it's a cool thing.
And now, if you need reinforcement other than listening to this show, because it's archived at radiogolfclub.com, you could listen to Ken Carpenter, and we're going to have a best of show coming up, and he'll be on that too. But if you wanted to have this information at your fingertips, so all you have to do is press the button and listen or watch, you have a video that you've done on this.
We do. We do. We have a whole, you can just log into the website, lefthandedgolfguru.com, and you put in your email address, and you get a free video tip, or grip tip, which is the one that we just talked about. And that comes to you as a free digital download. So you can get those, and then you can also look at the other videos that we have done. They're 5 to 8 minute clips of every part of the game, pitching, chipping, putting, and then also the complete video, which has all 8 of them, and you can get those as well. And they come as a digital download to your email. You just click on the link, and you have them all.
voila. I like your philosophy, okay? And
Thank you.
I kind of turned it around a little bit because you said you didn't put fun first, but I always do, okay? Because I have to go out and have fun. I can't go out and be serious about this game. I don't practice enough to get really serious about this game. Sorry.
Yeah.
I believe that instruction, it needs to be fun, based on sound fundamentals and improving golfers' impact. Want to improve their impact, sound fundamentals. When a correct diagnosis is made, a student should improve immediately. Let's start with that one. Let's start from when a correct diagnosis is made, a student should improve immediately. That's putting a lot of pressure on you, sir. Tell us about that.
Well, I tell you, and you should. And here's what I tell everyone. When you get a lesson, the quality of your shot should improve right away. And when I say quality, you know, the impact, the sound, the flight of the golf ball, the quantity, that comes from practicing what the instructor has given you. So that's hitting golf balls and practicing on what he has taught you. But immediately you should see a better ball flight and a better flight pattern. I mean, a better impact, that is with good information. So you shouldn't have to wait a week to get better. We don't go to the doctor to get worse. We go there to get better right away. And it should be the same thing for an instructor. So he should be held accountable for his information that he's given you.
All right. Now, what about when you talk about somebody like, and I'm going to go to Tiger Woods because he's changed his swing so many times that, you know, people think it's ridiculous. Why did he? But he's going to get worse before he gets better.
Go ahead.
When you talk about something's going to happen immediately for the student.
Uh-huh.
The student is at a level that you're correcting something. Tell us what's different about teaching somebody and seeing immediate results versus changing somebody's swing and having to give up those old habits. It seems to me that if you've got old habits, your body's going to go back to those old habits.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's muscle memory. And, you know, Tiger, you know, his new information, but, when he's practicing, he's still hitting shots that he's like, wow, that's what I want. He just can't replicate it every time because he hasn't had enough repetition of that feel to produce that shot. So the more he gets reps in, and you always hear him saying, I need more reps, you know, so he's seeing quality shots come off. He just can't replicate the feel all the time. And that's the same thing for all of us out there. You know, and I've always said that golfers have control over really two things, emotions and motion. And emotions affect motion. You're standing on a tee, Danielle, in a big tournament, and there's a bunch of people around you on the first tee. Your emotions are running high, and they're going to affect your motion. And that's key to playing golf, you know, consistently, is you have to replicate your motion. And it's not easy to do all the time.
No. So you do have to give yourself a break. Even somebody who's just learning or is going to you or any instructor for assistance in diagnosing what, you know, you said when a correct diagnosis is made, a student should improve immediately. You'll see improvement immediately, but you're going to have to work on it to keep that improvement in place.
Absolutely. You got to hit balls to know the feel. And it's different, though. It's different that, you know, I'm fortunate to play in the Phoenix Open, and, you know, it's different at different levels. You know, when you're a new golfer starting out, you're just trying to gain the motion, gain the feel, gain the motion. And contact is good, and the ball going forward, that's really good, but gain the right motion. So it's a little different. You know, we teach a lot of tour players out here, Mike and Sandy LeBose and myself, and, you know, the way we teach them is a little different than someone who's starting the game, I should say, because we just want them to gain the motion and have fun doing it and move the ball forward and learn
good.
How to hit it solid.
Yes. Okay, great. We hear so much about how the top players, how they learn and how they're performing and what they're doing. We don't hear very much about regular people learning.
Sure.
And, you know, so when you said it, a correct diagnosis, a student should improve immediately. Immediately, it makes people think that it's going to be simple, but there is going to be some work involved. So we don't want to get expectations too high.
Yeah.
When you go out and you learn from your students' weaknesses by watching them play the game, do you do teaching lessons like on the course?
I do, and I think that's really, really important. We all need to learn how to play the game and learn what shots to play around the greens and what club, are you going to hit. So I think learning on the golf course has been kind of underestimated. You have to go to the golf course and play. We've always heard, play with better players, you get better. It's true, because you watch them. Anything in life we do, when, they're good, we're going to watch what they do. And we're going to take little things from them to help us get better. And that's the same thing in golf. So, you learn on a range, you learn on a flat lie. But we get to the golf course, guess what? Not everything's flat.
Darn.
So, different lies, you have to do different things. And that's why a lot of people struggle on the golf course or have a hard time taking it from the golf course or from the range to the golf course.
Yeah, and the view plane is so completely different, too. It's not just the lie of the ball. It's the way everything looks in relation to the lie of the ball.
Absolutely. And I heard something really interesting that I honestly believe, and it was about the way we practice. Every golfer just hits balls. And you look at every other sport out there, and they actually scrimmage the game that they're going to play. Golfers never scrimmage. They just hit balls. So what would it mean for a golfer to scrimmage? Well, that would mean that you take, let's say you're working on your short game. You have your sand wedge, you got your putter, you chip a ball, you go putt it in, because you're putting pressure on each and every one of those shots. And now you're scrimmaging the game that you're going to go play. And that really helps you learn how to take it from the range to the golf course.
Okay, so instead of just chipping and chipping and chipping and chipping, you chip and then putt. Chip and then putt it in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're doing what you have to do on the course.
And yeah.
You're scrimmaging and reenacting the game that you're getting ready to go play.
Yeah, yeah. That totally makes sense. Completely. Even if you have to three putt.
Yeah. And it's funny, not many people do it.
No, of course not. No,
we go to the range, we got a bucket of balls, we're hitting, 100 balls, and we're like, okay, I got to get on a practice session. That's good. But you watch tour players practice, they may hit 50 balls in an hour because they're going through their setup, they're going through the routine, they're doing the same thing that they're going to do on the golf course in tournament play that they're going to do on the range. And that helps them replicate that feel of what they're learning.
You have the impact instructional video, the swing plane, the power sequence, the putting, chip shot, pitch shot, bunker shot, and then the complete golf game instructional video series. Of all those, do you keep track of which are the most popular on your website?
Well, yeah, we do. The complete has been the most popular. That's the one we sell the most, which is great. At $49.95, it's hard to get every aspect of the game.
Right.
You get those, and they're compatible on your smartphone. So that's been the most popular one. I will tell you that people tell me all the time that the impact has meant the most to them. Learning what impact is and how to impact the golf ball has meant the most to them.
I can imagine that. Yes, that makes the most sense to me. Making, the sweet spot, it would be a nice thing to do on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's why we play. I think I started there with you, out here magazine.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. And that was a whole lot of fun. And I need to take, somebody said to me, you're taking a lesson, because I want to take lessons again. I think everybody should go back in and take lessons. What's wrong? It can only do you good, because you get stale after a while. You forget what you're doing. You don't see things. You can't keep an eye on yourself. You think about any great golfer has always had somebody on the right of them, on their shoulder. Going, you're right.
Yeah. You know, and I tell people this all the time. There's so many different parts to golf, and I think we all have to understand this as golfers. There's full swing, there's chipping, there's pitching, there's putting, and it's interesting that every one of those different facets of golf has a different way that we address the golf ball. We have to set up differently. So first and all, we all need to understand the setup involved to hit a bunker shot, right? We open the club face a little bit, we open our body a little bit. That's different than full swing. But I see a lot of people on a daily basis, they have a full swing setup in the bunker, and it's not compatible.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I just saw that picture, and it's a... That's funny. We all have different eyes. We all see things differently. For me, the short game is very, very simple compared to the full swing. Because to me, angles close up are easy to see. And I can see
right.
that the angle, let's say coming out of a bunker, needs to be X, Y to get the ball, get under the ball, bang, bam, boom. You know, it's just,
yep.
I can see it. The full swing drives me crazy because I can't see what's going to happen next. The waggle makes the most sense to me. Getting the club to move before impact, that gives me a sense of motion. So that's to me.
I like what you said right there, motion. Because think about it. When we're learning the game at golf, we have setup thoughts, right? And all different aspects of the game. And then we have motion thoughts. Motion thoughts are what we have to keep to a minimum. Nobody can handle more than two.
That's interesting. No more than two. Well, then I better stop shaking my head yes.
You got to work on two. You got to get good at those two. And you got to move on.
All right. I got it. Oh, this is great. We're running out of time. I've got to take a break. We're giving away a trip to San Francisco, and I love talking to you. Okay. The funniest thing that's ever happened to you on a golf course, or anything that has to do with golf. I don't care if it was a golf cart.
Real quick, I guess I played a money game one day with Michael Jordan. And, you know, you got Jordan out there, who one of the greatest players in the game of basketball. And you know, the trash talk started the minute I met him on the range. And we were dealing each other back and forth. And finally on the 16th hole, I got into his head a little bit. You know, there was a lot of bets on the line, and I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff to the left. I said, you know, you wouldn't want to hook it over there, that's for sure. And sure enough, he hooked it over there, and I was like, man, I just got in Jordan's head. I was like, I got him. He was so mad. He's like, can't believe I just hit that. Oh, it's hilarious. I was like,
you're
not
so
Jordan.
You're so mean. Okay, people, see, that's what other people do to you. They're techniques that they're using, all right?
And that's right.
You just learned a major lesson. Ken Carpenter, thanks so much for being on the show, and Merry Christmas. Have a great weekend.
Danielle, Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Join me, Steve Stricker, when the PGA Tour starts the new season at the Winners Only Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're having a wonderful Christmas show, holiday show. All right, coming up, Mike Wolff, Wham Enterprises. He's the president. Now, I got to know Mike Wolff, the president of Wham Enterprises. His partner is the vice president. I got to know him on Twitter. His handle is Wham Golf. All one word. W-A-M capitalized and then G-O-L-F-F. I couldn't help but think, you know, is that a teaching aid? Like, Wham is helps you golf or something like that. And it Orange Whip, you know, that doesn't sound like anything to do with golf. It's a teaching aid. Swing Trainer is also a teaching aid. But then I started reading more and more about Mike Wolff, and I found out he's a very talented person who's going to help us understand a lot about social media. Welcome to the show, Mike Wolff.
Danielle, thanks for having me, and I think my partner is going to not be thrilled to hear that I told you he was vice president on national radio. No. I know for a fact he's listening.
Oh, partner, you are number one. Is that I got to ask you this, because we've been talking about it the past couple of weeks more often than not. And you seem to be the perfect person to ask this. Why is social media an important facet of the information age?
Well, that's a great question. I think what it's done is it's made things simple, where in the past you might have to go and read a white paper or a long article or pick up the newspaper. Now the information comes right to us, and it's basically what we want to have. We don't have to go through the newspaper anymore. We can subscribe to, for me, it's a newsletter on social media, and it's another newsletter on golf, and that's what I receive. So I no longer have to go through everything. And then if I want to follow a golfer on Twitter, I can do that, and the information is right at my fingertips. It's on my phone or it's on my computer, and it's right there. It's become so easy to get that information that everyone is a part of it, and I think that's why it's growing so quickly.
Okay, when you say that sounds awfully compartmentalized. Like, all I'm going to get is news about social media and golf, rather than news about the world and everything that's going around around us and how it impacts us. But I get the drift. You can, if you have certain interests, you can then have that news come into you directly.
That's exactly it. And it's instantaneous. And the example I usually use is when Steve Jobs passed away this year. You saw it on Twitter, and then it was a half hour later before anyone else had told me or anyone else had sent me a text message or an email or a call saying, did you hear this? And I said, that was about a half hour ago in the world of Twitter. It just happens so fast, and you can be brought up to speed so quick that it's more enjoyable for everyone, I think.
Yes, and one thing, if you let's take the top two social networking sites, and what gets me is social media, that means like people talking in a medium. So this is a bunch of people on a medium. The medium being Twitter is the medium, or Facebook is the medium, and you do need to weed out who you're going to pay attention to. For example, someone came to me and said, such and such happened. I know it for a fact because I saw it on Facebook. Well, what was your source on Facebook still has to be the question. Who are you following on Twitter is going to determine whether or not the information you get from those places is accurate.
Right. Yeah, and you do have to do your homework, and you have to pick and choose who you follow. I mean, it's, for me, it's no different than the news sources that I would follow on TV or in the paper, if it's the Wall Street Journal, or I was recently in the USA Today with a client of mine, Jacobs Realty Group. So for me, it's being able to have access to them immediately rather than waiting the next day for the newspaper to come out and having it come right in. I know the USA Today is a credible source, and I think the biggest mistake people make in terms of business, especially, is they get on social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, and they start shouting information about themselves. And while everyone's got a great quality, if I walked into a room and started shouting about how great my business was, everyone would look at me like, you're crazy. Why are you yelling at all of us? And it's the same thing on social media. You can't just go on Twitter and say, follow Mike Wolf. I'm the greatest. And I'm not, so I wouldn't say that anyway. But you get the idea of it's very much a two-way street. It's communication and interaction. And the great thing about it is I get to meet you, who's in Hawaii and has a radio show through it. And I get to talk to Kirk Reddings, who you had on last week on your show. And these are people that I would have never met. But after following them and interacting with them, you start to develop that relationship, despite having never met them face-to-face. But now when you do, you already have that base-level relationship set, and you can go on from that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that Facebook has become so advertised. Like, there's so many people using it as their business platform, it loses its luster and allure. I am, frankly, tired of hearing a store tell me to follow them on Facebook or to friend them on Facebook. Excuse me, wrong phraseology. I'm supposed to friend a store on Facebook? That's crazy.
It is. And the main reason people do it is they want something in return. And I have this conversation with clients of mine all the time, but the best example I can give is my mom, and if she's listening, I'm sure I'll take some heat for this tomorrow at Christmas dinner. But she was anti-Facebook. I don't understand the point of it. And my mom is a big vineyard goer. She loves to go to different wineries and vineyards. And once she found out that these vineyards were on here, the ones that she goes to regularly, and they were offering a free tasting or 10% off your wine or whatever it is, she was the first one on there following every vineyard that imaginable. And that's the thing. And you know, we're sitting at dinner, and I was talking about I wanted to buy a wine barrel to put in our house. And she goes, oh, this vineyard's selling wine barrels for $50. I said, well, how do you know that? She said, it's on Facebook. So now she's on it. So I think what's nice is people get to pick and choose who they're going to follow. And anyone can sign up for Facebook and Twitter, but where the real value is when people share interesting or valuable content. And that's a big thing. And you know, anyone could go out there and schedule tweets on one of these platforms for the next 15 weeks and never look at it again. But if you have something compelling and an interesting story, and you can put it out there on social media, on Twitter or Facebook, people are going to read that, and then they're going to share it with people that they know. And all of a sudden, you start to gain credibility because now you're sharing interesting content.
Right, exactly. I won't send out anything that I haven't actually clicked.
Right. But you'd be surprised how many people just click the retweet button without ever reading it, or click like because, I don't know, they saw the picture and don't really know what it's about. But you're certainly right on. There are a lot of people that do that.
I understand. Now, how could Twitter, we were talking about that, a lot of people get Facebook because it's a page, it's static. And you can go to the page and like it or comment on it or whatever. But Twitter is a more dynamic, right now, it's interactive, you can actually speak to someone, it seems, in a more real-time, this is the moment I am here with you fashion, than you can on Facebook. Yes, there can be conversations on Facebook, but they don't seem to happen as fast as on Twitter. How can Twitter help a golf course bring business? How can Twitter help a person who wants to get their golf course into the mainstream get it in?
Yeah, that's a great question. The golf industry seems to be a little bit behind in doing this, and I'm not sure of the exact reason. I work with some golf clients, and it's interesting to see the dynamic. But for their ability to get out there and share maybe a special that they're having or fill empty tee times, if they have a Saturday afternoon that they have a few slots open, they might be able to discount those 10% and go out there and share them. What they need to do is take the time to build the following first. And as you know from being on Twitter, when you sign up, you see all these people with thousands of followers, and you don't have any. And you're like, oh, great, I'm the biggest loser on Twitter. This is awesome. But it takes time. And if you treat it like that two-way street where you're communicating, and, you know, the best advice I can give to someone who is new to Twitter, whether it's a business or a person, is go on there and follow people that you're interested in. And when they communicate, just respond back. Read their article and say, that was great, or I disagree, or whatever you're, you know, however you take the article or the content they're sharing, and respond. And that develops the relationship. And I think what I'm amazed at, and I hope this helps grow the game of golf, and I truly believe it will, the younger golfers on the PGA Tour and professional golfers seem to be getting more involved in Twitter and Facebook and being more accessible to fans. And as the younger generation is more involved in Twitter and whatever other social media or social networks come out in the future, I think it's great that these golfers are interacting with them. And all it takes is a retweet or answering one of their questions on Twitter. A lot of the guys like Ricky Fowler will get on there and give 5 minutes of Q&A to his Twitter fan.
Yeah.
And I think just by doing that and answering a kid's question, you've made a fan for life. Because they might not be able to get to the tournament to see you play and get your autograph. But if you can mention them, it's going to go a long way. And even for people like me, I did a story on Luke Donald, him being voted Social Media Golfer of the Year by the fans on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and the blog, of course. And I put that story out there, and he retweeted it. Well, that day I had over 1,500 page views on my website, which is more than, you know, the regular, but it's all because Luke Donald with 160,000 followers, you know, mentioned me, and it goes a long way, but it certainly takes time to get that credibility.
It takes time, and it is a commitment. It's not something you do once a week. You do it every day. Ryo Ishikawa, Ricky Fowler, they each have, what, four? I know Ryo Ishikawa has at least four Facebook pages. And each one has 5,000, the max, right?
Right.
When he is on Twitter, when he puts something on Twitter, that's him right then, unless he's hired somebody to do it for him. But usually these guys, if Ricky Fowler is on, it's him right there. He could have five Facebook pages, Ricky Fowler, and you'll never be in touch with him. But on Twitter, if he's on talking, you're talking to him at that moment. And I think that's the difference between Twitter and Facebook.
I think you're right. I think that's a great insight, Danielle. And if you follow these guys, you'll see some entertaining stuff. And Bubba Watson's another one.
Oh, he's great.
I mean, do they not put some really hilarious content out there? I mean, you'll get videos of them in their plane or celebrating after a win, or, you know, just having dinner somewhere unique. And that's the side. We get to see these guys play golf on TV, on the Golf Channel, on TBS, whatever it is, and, you know, in the future in the Back Nine Network, and now here's the opportunity for us to see, well, what do they do outside of that? And I think, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm just going, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's completely it. You get to see the background. Bubba was on the show, and he gave me 15 minutes. It was unbelievable how giving he is, and he was having fun. But we see him being very stoic on the golf course. But that's not who Bubba is. Bubba is a funny person. Bubba likes to have fun. But there's also a spiritual side to Bubba. That's, you know, it's like any human being. There's just not one facet. There's multifacets to the person. Stand by. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. That's the beauty of getting to know different parts. And some people, really, you'll find out that they're really right wing, and you'll go, oh, wow. And some people, you know, are middle of the road. Some people, the tenet I always go with is, you know, I was taught, don't talk religion or politics with your friends because they won't be your friends anymore. and that's kind of the way I handle Twitter and Facebook. You know, why? There's lots of places that you can maybe share an article that you like, and they'll get the drift that that's your leaning. You know, that's, mm-hmm. that's interesting. I think that's interesting. But I was, speaking of articles, I read something that you wrote about photo ball marker. And they, wonderful people, they make these great ball markers, and I have them right here with my picture. My Twitter picture is right there on my photo, and I have the hat clip. I have, you can hear them? Yes. I have them here. Yeah. And I love them. They make really good gifts, good work, excellent work, and a great product, and it's birthdays, all kinds of stuff. Seriously. And the photo ball marker, you can find them online anytime and upload your pictures. So you wrote this article, and I say article loosely. It's your kind of your blog site?
Yeah, it's just, right. I found him, I was interested in him, and wrote an article about it.
Yeah, and I like how you wrote it, because you said you didn't expect quality, but you got it, and that surprised you. And I like the frankness of that, you know? You were impressed with the product that you found. You had questions. You weren't afraid to say that, because this is something that you do on your own. This isn't something you're paid to do. Tell us
right.
about why.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I started. It's simple. How it started was I played a round of golf, and I'm not going to say what golf course, but it was in New Jersey. I paid $85, and I got done with the experience. And looking back on it, I think maybe I'd go back and play if it was $15. And I did it. A true story. And I said, this is ridiculous. And one of the things that I base my business on is just provide the service that you're offering, that I say I'm going to provide. Just do what you say you're going to do. Be honest and straightforward. If I can't do something, I tell them. And that's it. And if you go to a website is a sales pitch. You're going to that website, and I've never seen a business have a website pointing out their faults before. Because it just wouldn't make sense. You'd visit their website and say, well, why would I do business if they're talking badly about themselves? So I started whamgolf.com basically to inform people about, whatever it is. Anything golf-related that I can inform them about, I let them know. And I think you can find positive in just about anything. So if there's some negative, I'm going to point out the negative, but if there's some positive, I'm going to point out the positive, of course. And for me, social media has created this level of transparency that says, here we are. You can read what people are saying about us. You can read how we're responding to them. You can see what we're putting up there. And if a business is willing to engage that way, I think that's someone you want to do business with. They're willing to converse with you. And going back to the golfers on the PGA Tour, I think golfers probably do a better job, more than any other sport, of understanding that they, as an individual, are a brand. And, you know, as a hockey guy, there are teams, and I love watching soccer, and you get these organizations that people buy their apparel. But the individual is also a brand. And how these guys interact on Twitter and on Facebook and in public is very much who they are and who's going to be a fan of them. There might be people who don't really see them play golf that often, maybe never in person. But they've had the opportunity to interact with them. And here are these guys on Twitter being honest. They're taking pictures, you know, flying from one tournament to the next or eating in a Waffle House. Whatever the case is, they're showing us, like, here we are. This is who we are. And I think business is doing that. And so I try to be very candid when I'm writing. This is it. This is what I found in my experience. And that's why I don't take payment for articles and things like that. I think it's very important to be as objective as possible. But I was genuinely impressed with the photo ball marker experience. When you get to the website, it wasn't the most technologically sound site. I looked at it and I was like, well, this is very simple. And I went through the steps, and in 20 minutes, I ordered my 3 ball markers.
Yeah, it's really great, right? Businesses that interact like that are accountable on a level that most businesses aren't. And that's what I like about it. And what your business is, Wham Enterprises. And you are a consultant. You assist people in the social media realm. How can they get in touch with you?
They can visit the website. They can go to whammarketingsolutions.com. It's whammarketingsolutions.com. They can find me on Twitter or on Facebook and connect with me there. I'm pretty outgoing, as you as you can tell.
No kidding, really?
my passion, I have a passion for sports, obviously golf. I played hockey at Providence College, which is...
I love hockey. Hockey.
So, I mean, I'm out there, and my passion is helping small businesses, and social media has allowed businesses to save money on their marketing and be creative, too. And I think that's really the best part is you can do whatever you want. The possibilities are endless. If you want to do an internet radio or internet TV show, you can do that. And you can create your commercials where you used to have to pay $10,000 to have a commercial made. You don't have to do that anymore. And so these small business owners who are following their dream, their passion, I get to now help them do that, which is my passion. And I think that's really exciting.
Mike Wolf, WEM Enterprises, thanks so much for being on the show with us this morning.
Daniel, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. We're giving away a trip to San Francisco. Yes, the winner will stay they'll be there 5 days. 4 nights at the Galleria Park Hotel in the Park Suite, and you'll play at Harding Park. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th through 15th. Come kick off the 2012 tour season with Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Keegan Bradley, and Japan phenom Ryo Ishikawa. Big names, big stakes, big action. Buy tickets to the Sony Open in Hawaii at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Free parking and shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I was just thinking that so many businesses have just gotten used to being the .com. Ooh, yes, it's time. So many businesses have just gotten used to being .coms and having their .com site, and now they're going to go, what? Social media? Twitter? We've got the 14th anniversary San Francisco Galleria Park Hotel Suite Flyaway on Hawaiian Airlines. Yes, Hawaii flies with us. You'll win a round trip for two on Hawaiian Airlines. 4 nights at the Galleria Park Hotel in the Park Suite. A round of golf for two at the Harding Park Golf Course. And you qualified, and I'm in the bag now. Yes. No, I haven't been drinking. And I'm just really excited. I get to open up the name of the winner here. Who's the winner? It's right here. Is this the winner? Right there? The winner is Heidi O. Pagavazan. I'm sorry, Heidi, if I've mispronounced your name from IAEA. You are going to San Francisco, and you're staying in the Galleria Park Suite, the Park Suite. Yes, and you're going to play at Harding Park. Hi, Heidi. Happy holidays. Hawaiian Airlines and the Galleria Park Hotel. Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. All right. Thank you, Greg. Awesome. Yes, he takes care of all the things that are necessary for me to do this show. All right, we're going to bring in a new guest. Have you heard the phrase golf gods? Golf gods. Oh, be careful of the golf gods. Do not make them angry. I got to know Mike Wolf, the president. president of WHAM Enterprises on Twitter, and I also got to know Mark Button, the author of Finding Teaming and Tempo. Okay, because the golf gods, they give you a good bounce. They give you the bad lie. You can blame it on them, right? Or as Mark Button says, they control, the golf gods do, the bounce of the ball, the gust of the wind, and the subtle break on the course. Welcome to the show, Mark Button.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm great. Merry Christmas Eve. And
thank you.
I wanted to send out a quick shout out to Heidi. If she needs a caddy for Harding Park, I'm available.
Heidi, we've got a caddy for you for Harding Park. Have you played Harding Park?
No, I wish. In my mind, I have.
I know. Let's see now. We've just got a message. Heidi called and is on hold. She's really excited. Her birthday is on the 28th. Okay, should we put Heidi on for just a second here?
Go for it.
Heidi? Heidi, are you there?
Yes, yes, this is Heidi. I'm there, Heidi.
You're going to San Francisco, dear, on Hawaiian Airlines. You're flying on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh,
thank you. And you're going to be staying at the Galleria Park Hotel in a suite with the most awesome soaking tub, and then you're going to play golf at the Harding Park Golf Course. Congratulations. Did you say your birthday's on the 28th?
Thank you so much. thank you. Thank you so much, Matt.
You're so very, very welcome. It's my pleasure. And Heidi, we'll be in touch with you to get your address and get everything to you by certified mail, okay?
Thank you so much, Thank you. And I bought the gift also because it's my birthday. Yes. Wednesday.
Yay!
Thank you.
You have a good time, okay? You have a great time.
So
I'm really, really thrilled. Thank you for listening to the Golf
Thank
Club.
You, Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Thanks, Heidi. Oh, that is so cool. Mark Button is joining us, author of Finding Teaming and Tempo. Okay, it's timing and tempo. Let's get
there. You go. There you go. Timing and tempo. Legend of the Golf God.
I love it. Now, is this a children's book or something for all ages?
Yes. It is a children's book. I wrote it for junior golfers, kids interested in sports and golf, age maybe 8 to 18, 17, 18. But it's one of those books that the parents are going to want to read. Anyone who loves golf, I think, will enjoy the story. So it's something for everybody.
That's nice. So you could get it. You could actually read to your kids.
Absolutely.
That'd be a fun read. I like that night Jack had the most vivid dream. He was standing in a fairway. Sand trap on the ninth hole, Turkey Creek Golf Club. You could see the green about 140 yards away, surrounded by blurry-faced people.
Oh, yeah.
He looked to his right and saw another young boy. He thought it was Jeremy. I mean, you could make this, it could be a fun thing to do with your kids. I loved reading to my son. That was one of my favorite things to do in the evening. Bob Rotella wrote a great endorsement of this book. Because this book is a great way to get the mental message of golf to players young and old. Now, I don't think of mental when I looked, I was looking at the book and I thought I'm finding timing and tempo, the timing and the tempo of the game. But he's talking about, of course, Bob Rotella. Everybody knows Bob Rotella, great mental coach. He's talking about the mental game. Tell me how that works.
Absolutely. Well, that's kind of the hook of the story. The story, Finding Timing and Tempo, Legend of the Golf Gods, is the story of the mystical golf gods named Timing and Tempo, which were created by a New Orleans businessman named Paul Buckley and a friend of mine. And we got together and I asked him if I could write a children's book about timing and tempo. And what happens in the book is these golf gods, they come alive in the dreams of children and they teach them to become champion golfers and to swing with perfect timing and tempo, which you need with the golf swing. But even more important than that, the golf gods teach these kids all the values and virtues that we learn from the game of golf, like the importance of honesty and respect and decision-making and perseverance. So it's a character-building story, and it's a magical tale, but there's a lot of good morals and life lessons in there as well.
Wow. So you're teaching a little bit of everything, like in this chapter that I was looking at, and there is a free preview if you just go to, what is the website again?
It's, well, one word, timingandtempo.com. Very simple, timingandtempo.com.
And spell it the way you would any timing and
tempo. Yeah, T-I-M-I-N-G-A-N-D-T-E-M-P-O, timingandtempo.com.
Yeah, and you'll see a picture of the book. It's great. Who did your artwork? That's nice.
The cover art was done by a New Orleans artist named Ralph Shabazz. He's a pretty famous New Orleanian.
Yeah, very nicely done. And the foreword, by the way, is by Dr. Bob Rotella. So
yeah, that's something I'm almost as proud as of anything.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed the child dreams and opens his eyes and wakes up at the end of the chapter and goes, oh, rat, it was only a dream. And I couldn't help but think to myself, there's so many lessons that the mind gets out of dreaming.
That's right.
It's an interesting... Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah. I kind of grew up a fan of Stephen King, I guess it's a slight digression. And, you know, a lot of his early work had to do with people and their dreams. And I just thought that would be the best way to get the golf god's message across. Is, you know, the kids are... When you're asleep and in your dreams, you're basically vulnerable. And you don't have any control over what's going on. So the golf gods are able to tell these kids what they need to know and teach them all those valuable lessons.
Yeah, and all of these characters can come alive in a dream state instead of trying to tell them that they're in a reality state.
That's right.
Yeah, you can. The imagination is able to go, so it's more open to accepting. That's very... It's very interesting, since I think you're like a really... you're a journalist, you're a sports writer, an editor.
That's right.
Did you start with golf or other sports?
No. I work right now for Texas Lynx magazines. We've got regional golf magazines in Houston Lynx and Dallas Fort Worth DFW Lynx magazine. And I just started as a sports reporter, covering high school sports in Mobile, Alabama, and just kind of bounced around the country. And I guess it was probably 10 or 12 years ago, I landed in Dallas and hooked up with a golf magazine there and moved over to a different golf magazine. And, you know, my favorite sports is basketball and then golf. But what I love about golf is the game, it moves so slowly, kind of like baseball, that there's time to tell a lot of stories. It's probably the best sport, in my opinion, to tell stories. And every golfer, amateur, pro, at any level, every golfer who's accomplished has a unique story. There's just so much that goes into one single round of golf. So much can happen in 18 holes. That's what attracted to me, and it's just the storytelling aspects of the game is, I guess, what attracted me to this profession.
What do you think of basketball, the quote-unquote strike? They dissolved the union, didn't they? So
yeah, the lockout with the NBA.
Yeah, it was very interesting what happened. Yeah, lockout, okay. But what the players did their own games, too. What was your take on the basketball, professional basketball?
Well, it kind of beat me down because I'm a big NBA fan, and you know, we've missed about a quarter of the season. That was unfortunate. I understood the owner's position because the current deal they had with the revenue sharing, the players were getting, I think, 58% of all the take.
Uh-huh.
And of course, they're the players, they're the talent, they're the people that people go to see and pay tickets to watch the talent. But on the owner's side, you have to remember that they're the ones that are responsible for paying the salary for everyone that works at the games and the concessions and maintenance. And I just felt like they needed to get closer to a 50-50 split, and it took them a long time to get there. And I think they got to 53-47 towards the players. Bottom line, I'm just glad that we get basketball tomorrow, and Paul Pierce, the Kansas Jayhawks, will lead the Celtics over the Knicks tomorrow for sure.
I just want to give you the opportunity to say that.
Yeah. How was the talk with Gary Woodland?
That was very good. We didn't bring out basketball, though.
I can't believe that.
No, we just had to. We had to stick to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. You know, we didn't go there. I kept it strictly on target.
Well, that's okay. Well, just so your listeners know, that Gary Woodland is a Kansas Jayhawk, and we're all really proud of him. And He's a huge, passionate Kansas basketball fan as well, even if he didn't say so. Today, I can speak for him as a Jayhawk and tell you that he
because
loves.
You Jayhawks are really fiercely, fanatically fans, right?
Yes, we are. We're a little bit overzealous about our basketball program.
It's quite all right. I think it's absolutely fabulous. And I just, sometimes I think guys in the game, it's happened in baseball. It happens in all sports where they get so much money, they get crazy.
Right.
Why would you, you're playing a game for a living. You're making millions of dollars. You're probably going to have a very cushy retirement if you take care of yourself and others and your money. And the fact that you then go out on you're locked out, you dissolve your union so it can't be called a strike, I think it's shibai.
Yeah. Well, I think part of that problem, to bring it back to golf, and, you can look at Tiger Woods. I'm a huge fan of his, but you look what happened in his personal life and related to basketball players and baseball players that make all that money. Those guys are so talented at such a young level. Starts in elementary school through middle school and high school. Those kids are given everything because they're the stud athlete. They're used to having the power and the control, and by the time they're 18, 19, 20, and they get all that money, they've never really had to have the responsibility for their actions because everyone's always covered for them and given them everything, and it just gets out of control. And, what happened with Tiger, I think, in my opinion, is an example of that.
Yeah, and I think it's also interesting that everybody was worried about Tiger being gone for 2011. What it did was it allowed everyone who was in the tournaments during 2011 to shine.
Right.
For all of them to learn and get better and stronger, make the rest of the field a strong field, and then Tiger gets his act together again, and he'll be back. So it's going to be a great 2012, don't you think? Aren't you excited?
Absolutely. I think Tiger's on his way back. His swing looked great at the President's Cup and at the Chevron. And I wrote a little blog last night and posted it this morning, and I think he's going to win two or three times next year and probably win a major. And I don't think he'll ever get back to his level at 2000, but I think if he's healthy and he's practicing, he's going to be dominant on some level. Maybe not 2000 level, but he's going to be a multiple-time winner next year.
Excellent. Fabulous. I've got like 2 minutes. I've 60 seconds for you to tell me if you have a golf story that you'd like to share.
Sure. 60 seconds. Okay. My book, Finding Timing and Tempo, that was released just on November 21st, I think, was the Monday before Thanksgiving. I flew home to Lawrence, Kansas, to be with my family, and the first day I got here, I played golf with one of my high school buddies at Lawrence Country Club, and it was about 50 degrees, kind of cold and windy, and first hole was a uphill par 4. I blocked my first shot out into the trees. I had to hit probably a 30-yard slice around a tree to get up to the green. So I get over there. I'm feeling pretty comfortable over the ball. I come out of my swing. I completely blade the shot. It's a worm burner. It goes all the way up the hill onto the back of the green about 20 feet from the cup. The point is, I had about 6 or 7 of those instances throughout that day where I just got the luckiest bounces off trees and lip-ins, and it was the golf gods. I published that book. It was released a couple days prior, and the golf gods hooked me up. By the end of the round, I felt like I was playing golf with a ski mask because I robbed all my buddies of their money.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Mark Button.
Thank you, Danielle.
TimingandTempo.com is where you'll find him. Thank you for making the Golf Club show possible. Poipupe Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones II, bordered by Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipupe Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and that's Hyundai. Thank you very much. Yes, it's pronounced Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Kapalua, Maui, January 5th, the Pro-Am competition, 6th through the 9th. And you can see the best of the best of the 2012 PGA Tour season opener on the plantation course at Kapalua. Alakai Mechanical, you are the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Alakai Mechanical, custom stainless steel counters, and of course, you know all about their air conditioning and plumbing work as well. The Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event on the 2012 PGA Tour season. Keegan Bradley, Ernie Els, KJ Choi, Ryo Ishikawa, they're all going to be here January 10th to the 16th. And Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment, Star Protection. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.